Let's just go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit to bless our time together. Holy Spirit, we need you. We trust you. We long for you. We pursue you. We invite you to reveal yourself in our lives. Holy Spirit, teach us about you, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. There is no Christianity without the Holy Spirit. How many of you know? We need the Holy Spirit. And it's not a it, and it's not a force. It's a person, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to pick up where we left off last week. Hopefully you have notes. If you don't have a copy of the notes, raise your hand. Kenny's got copies right here. We're going to continue this morning for about the next 15 minutes talking about the Holy Spirit, who is our God. The Holy Spirit, who is our God. How many of you know that from the beginning of time that our God has been a relational God? He's been a God who has always walked with and communicated with His children. From the garden, and it didn't stop. It was obvious when Jesus was on the earth. It was obvious that He was the Son of God in human flesh. And how many of you think it would be, have you ever thought about if it had been easier to believe in Jesus as the Messiah when He was on the earth? Have you ever thought about that? If you were alive when He was on the earth, you think it would be easier? Huh? Do you think it would be? I don't know. To me, it almost seems like it would be. You know, people say, if I could have just been there with Him, if I could have just seen Him. But do you know that the playing field's always been level? It's always been level. Before Jesus came, people had to believe by faith that the Messiah would come. When Jesus was on the earth, people had to believe by faith that Jesus was the Messiah. I mean, how hard would that be to gather that God was in human form and He was right there? And we have to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. But when Jesus was on the earth and when He walked and talked with people, He gave us the example of a relationship with the Father. The Father is a communicating, relational, fellowshipping, intimate, personal God. And when Jesus left the earth, it got so much better, Jesus said, because the third person of the Trinity, the person of the Holy Spirit, could come and He would abide with us. He would commune with us individually, the globe over, the world over, as children of God. The Holy Spirit is with us, and the Holy Spirit does so many things for us, but many times we don't even acknowledge that we have the Holy Spirit with us. But how many of you want to get in tune with the Holy Spirit in your life and walk with Him every second of every minute of every hour of every day? Life gets better and better. And so for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit being our God. God has always faithfully led His children who would be open to leading. Children that would be willing to be led, God has always led. And so He leads by His Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verse 13, in your notes, it says, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you. Everybody say, He guides me. He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And we mentioned last week that word guide there, it means someone who has an intimate knowledge of the way. Someone who has gone this way before. How many of you know there's not any path that the Holy Spirit has not traveled? There's not any direction that God wants to lead us that the Holy Spirit doesn't know how to get us there. He knows what's around the corner. He knows every nook and cranny. He knows the pitfalls. He knows the blessings. How many of you know He wants to avoid the pitfalls? He wants to bring us into the blessing. And many times in our lives, we've got to where God wanted us to be, but we took the hard route. We took the long route. We took the self route. Anybody taking the self route in life? But God wants to take us to take the Holy Spirit route. And He wants to guide us. And it says that He will show us things to come. That word there, show, is a picture of a guide who shows a traveler the safest course through an unknown country. And one of the words that came forth over us as a church body, which there is no church body without the individual parts of the body, which means a word over your life and my life, was that we have not gone this way before. Or God's taking us, we've not gone this way before. But the Holy Spirit has. And He knows how to get us there. And so we can't lean on self, we have to lean on the Holy Spirit. He wants to guide us as we walk into the future. The Holy Spirit sees everything. He knows which way we should go. He knows the fastest and the safest route to get us there. He wants to show us the precise route to take so we can successfully reach the place that God has destined for us to be. We can't get there without the Holy Spirit. And so many times we just live our life on the way to heaven, but not in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on us. He doesn't prod us. He wants to lead us. But how many of you know we have to acknowledge him? I love the title of Benny Hinn's book. He said that, I just love it. I've been saying that recently. I just get up in the morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge his presence. Acknowledge his power. Acknowledge his goodness in our lives. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are... I want to talk about 2 points real quick off this verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That word led is a Greek word, A-G-O, ago. And it simply means to gently lead. It's the picture of an animal. You toss a little rope around its neck like that. And you take it out there with that rope and you gently tug on that rope. And that animal comes your direction. You ever done that? Big thoroughbred horse had just a little bridle on their neck, and they have way more power than you do. In our case, the Holy Spirit has way more power than us. But it's the picture of just a slight tug and then a relenting or a surrendering to go in the direction of the tug. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit can only lead that which is willing to be led? Over and over throughout the Word of God, we're encouraged not to be a stiff-necked people, right? Stiff-necked. When there is a gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit, many times in our life, we stiffen our neck. Sometimes we stiffen our neck out of ignorance, right? We just don't know, but that doesn't relinquish us from the consequences of not following the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says we perish for lack of knowledge. We have to know that the Holy Spirit's trying to lead us. Of all the things we pursue in life and figuring out how to do it, what to do, where to go, the premier importance should be to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to learn how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. For if we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll pay the price for not following the leading of the Holy Spirit. So sometimes we do it out of ignorance. Sometimes we do it out of rebellion, right? Sometimes we do it because we just don't want to go that way. Sometimes we do it out of pride. Sometimes we just think we know better. You know, and so it's the picture of an animal that's being gently led. Now, I used to have a Great Pyrenees, and that dog did not like to be led. She liked to lead. And you could tug on that rope and it didn't make any difference. She was going to tug harder to go her own way. We don't want to be a people that are partnered with the most important person on the earth, the Holy Spirit, who knows everything, and be a stiff-necked people. We want to learn how to be gently led by the Holy Spirit. A gentle tug on the leash of our life, initiating a surrendered and willing movement in the direction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit does not push or demand or force? And we have to develop a sensitivity to the gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit. Remember in the Old Testament, the passage, it said, you know, that the earthquake came and the fire came and all that came. And the voice wasn't in that. But then came the still small voice. Why do you think God made it to be a still small voice? He's only going to lead those who want to be led. And there is a price to be paid to be led by the Holy Spirit. If we want to be led by the Holy Spirit, then we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. To be sensitive to the Holy Spirit means we got to get insensitive to other people and other things. Everybody say, I'm going to be an insensitive person. That don't sound too spiritual, does it? But there are some things that we just need to get insensitive to. That we're so sensitive to what people think and we're so sensitive to the circumstances of the moment that we're insensitive to the most important person in all the world. We need to learn to be sensitive and dialed into the Holy Spirit. So when there's a gentle tugging, how many of you know if you ignore the gentle tugging, we can't ignore the Holy Spirit in the small things of life and then expect all of a sudden, oh God, do I move to California or don't I? Holy Spirit, lead me. The Bible says that if we're faithful in the little, then he knows we'll be faithful in the much. Yeah. See, the testing ground of whether we're going to be led by the Spirit, are we going to be Spirit-led people? Or people that learn how to gently respond to the tugging of the Holy Spirit. And that's developed on a daily basis. And we can't harden our heart. And we've all done it to some extent. But do you know, every time the Holy Spirit prompts us or tugs on our heart and we don't respond or don't go His way, how many of you know it gets harder the next time to feel that tugging of the Holy Spirit? So today might be just a real good day for all of us to repent. It's just good to repent. Holy Spirit, I'm so sorry. Let's just do that. Holy Spirit, we're so sorry for the times in our life where You've tried to lead us and You've tried to direct us and You've tried to speak into our lives and we've been stiff-necked. We've been prideful. We've been ignorant. We've wanted to go our own way. This morning, we repent of self and we ask You to forgive us. Let it be a new starting place for us today, Holy Spirit. We want to be led by You. We want to be led by You. So I love that picture. The Holy Spirit can only lead that which is willing to be led. He can only guide that which is willing to be guided. Now that word ago comes from the root word agon, or A-G-O-N, which it's the word, the root word from which we get our word agony. Led. How many of you to be led by the Spirit can produce some agony on the inside? Because if we're going to be led by the Spirit, it means then we can no longer be led by the flesh. And when the flesh is strong, and the flesh has to be weakened. How many of you know when the flesh is screaming for ice cream, it wants to lead you to the refrigerator? Yeah. How many of you know when the flesh wants to be right, it wants to open its mouth? See, if we're going to be led by the Spirit, there's going to be this spiritual tension on the inside of us between our carnal man and the Spirit man. But the more we allow the Holy Spirit to pull us in that direction, the more our flesh is going to be crucified. Therefore, there is a maturing process in being led by the Spirit. When this verse says that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen to me. It's not a given. It's not a given. That word son there actually means a growing, maturing child of God. See, those who are governed by, that's what that word means. Those that are governed by God are led by the Spirit of God. You remember when you were growing up, I don't know if you did this, maybe your parents put you up against the wall and they put a mark on the wall or they put a piece of tape, 2 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That word son is huios in the Greek, which means a mature son. To the extent that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, it's evidence of our growth in God. The more we are submitted, the more we are surrendered, the more we recognize the gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit is an indication of our maturity in the Lord. See, Jesus said, I never go anywhere, what he said was, I never do anything that I haven't seen the Father do. I never say anything that I haven't heard the Father say. That's why Jesus batted 1,000. Every time he prayed for somebody, they were healed, right? Every time he went somewhere, it was a success. It's because he was 110% being led by the Holy Spirit. He lived as a human who was governed by the Spirit of God, surrendered. How many of you want to be mature children of God? So it's a day-by-day process. It's a day-by-day process. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are children, the sons of God, the huios of God, the mature children of God, those who consider the Holy Spirit priority over every other voice in their life. If we want to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't have time to go into this other scripture here, but I just want to... let me just say this real quick. I do have 1 minute because we will go on to another topic next week. But to be led by the Spirit of God often doesn't look like the path that we would choose for ourselves. How many of you know that? The Bible says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the very next verse says that he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. How many of you know the Holy Spirit doesn't lead us on the path that's easiest for us? He leads us on the path that is best for us. He knows what we need. We don't. That's why we need him to be our guide. I'm going to read you one scripture and then we're going to close here. Because I want you to get this in your heart. We can only be led if we're willing to be led. He can only guide us if we allow him to guide us. To the extent that we allow him to lead us reflects how much we've grown in Jesus. How mature we are as sons and daughters of God. And where he leads us or where he guides us, oftentimes to our natural eye doesn't look like where we would want to go. But we can trust him. How many say I can trust the Holy Spirit? Because this is always the way it works. Have you ever detoured off the path the Holy Spirit wanted to take you down? Let's confess. It never works out, because if we're a people that ultimately say, okay, God, not my will, but your will be done, guess what happens? He reels us back. And we're back at that same fork in the road again. There's no shortcut to becoming who it is that God's creating us to be, or getting us to where God wants to take us. So then we're back here, and then we have to say, flesh die, agony. I'm going to be led by the Spirit, and I'm going to go your way. Exodus 13:21, talking about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, going into the promised land, it said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and by night. But in Deuteronomy 8:2, this is what it says about that whole journey. It says, you shall remember that the Lord your God led you. Everybody say, he leads us. But listen, he led you all the way these 40 years in the, everybody say, wilderness. Because he has purpose to humble you and to test you and to know what was in your heart. How many know there's a lot right there? Now, if it was up to us, we would go the path of least resistance. How many know that path was not the path of least resistance? That was the path of most resistance. But it was the Holy Spirit's path. Because there was a work that needed to be done. And so we can trust the Holy Spirit in our life. And that's not a scary thing. That's a wonderful thing. You might maybe be right in the middle of something right now that's got you stretched and tried and pulled every which way but loose, and you think, I don't know how. But how many of you can trust the Holy Spirit to lead you through this? So let's just close our eyes. We got to close. Holy Spirit, we want to be led. We want to be sensitive to your promptings. We want to be the huios of God, growing, mature children who are led by you, precious Holy Spirit, and where we go and what we do and what we say and how we act and how we respond and the fruit that we bear. We want to be children of God, mature children of God, who are led by the Holy Spirit. And just lift your hands if you just believe you can trust the Holy Spirit. Just tell him, Holy Spirit, I trust you for the path that you have me on. As I follow you, I thank you that as I walk through the fire, I'm not going to be burned. As I walk through the flood, I'm not going to drown. But I can trust you that you're working in me all things together for the good. Because I love you, God, and I'm called according to your purposes. The Holy Spirit is our God. Everybody say, he's my God. Now turn to somebody and say, he's your God. And good morning to you.